So the discussion begins in the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev, where Yosef is told at this tender young age to go check out on his brothers. And he knows the brothers hate him because of the dreams and the Ksonas Pasim. And for a variety of reasons, we know that there's a lot of animosity there between the Shvatim and Yosef. And he goes. So the question that we discussed was, did he know that really how bad it's going to be? So according to Rashi, which is back, it says that he went and he knew that the brothers were out to get him, but afal pichein, he went with a mesiras nefesh to go there. And the Ramban, al Chumash, said no. He didn't understand. Hu lo havin hanistarbo, v'halach acha haniglam imen. He didn't realize, he didn't understand really what was waiting him, but he didn't know. He wasn't willingly putting himself into a lion's den. He was just going because his father told him to go. So this machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban. Did Yosef know what he was getting himself into? To understand that, we point out that really it depends upon perhaps a different machlokes. But we've learned many times this year that a person is required to give up their life, not to transgress the big three. What are the big three? Yaharig Val Yava, what are the big three? Not to murder somebody else. Not to bow down to an idol. Not to commit adultery. So with the exception of those three, you have to give your life. Could a person volunteer to give up their life in a digi case? Someone says, you eat this cheeseburger, I'm going to kill you. So are you allowed to volunteer? So we saw the Rambam said no. The Rambam says you're not allowed to. The halacha does not require you to give up your life. You're not allowed to. It's ki'ilu. You're committing suicide. The Rambam said in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. And we saw from Tosfos, but the Rosh and others learned that, you know what? A person could volunteer. If the person wants to, for even another mitzvah, they could. And that machlokis between the Rambam and Tosfos really lines up to the machlokis. Did Yosef know what he was getting into? According to the Rambam, a person's not allowed to give up your life for one of these other mitzvos outside the big three. That works with the opinion of the Ramban, that Yosef did not know what he was getting himself into. Because if he knew what he was going into, he can't go into a dangerous situation like this. Whereas the opinion of Tosfos, the person can volunteer, even if it doesn't require by the letter of the law, that works in the opinion of Rashi, that Rashi knew what he was getting him into. Yosef understood the hatred that the brothers had from this life would be potentially in danger by going there. And nevertheless, he went ahead and volunteered him. So then the Kesef Mishnah quotes the Nemuka Yosef. And he said, Adam Gadol v'chassid yirish shemayim, v'roah shador poritz b'kach. He sees that the generation is being negligent in a particular area of halachic observance. Roshoy l'kadish es Hashem, l'moser nasho afil al mitzvah kala. A person like this, a leader, a chassid, a yirish shemayim, is allowed to go beyond the letter of the law and risk himself even for a mitzvah kala, for a small mitzvah. So he said, perhaps that's what Yosef is doing over here. Yosef is understands that there's a particular mitzvah that needs to be strengthened, and he's going to be moiser nefesh. He's going to go and take one for the team in order to publicize the fact that it's a mitzvah. What was the major mitzvah the brothers, the Shvatim, were being negligent in? What was the major mitzvah the brothers needed chizuk, that they were not fulfilling? What's that? Kibud av ve'eim. So Yosef, it says, for the sake of kibud av ve'eim, I'm going to be moiser nefesh on behalf of this particular mitzvah. I'll tell you right now.
Wait, I don't know.
Right, 17. So then we connect this idea to Chanukah. Just like in Chanukah, that we found people who were being moiser nefesh to strengthen as we say in the Nusach when we light Haneros Halalu, Anu Madlikim Al HaTeshuos V'Al HaNisim V'Al HaNiflos Shasis L'Avoseinim Bayim Hayim Bazman Hazeh Al Yedei Kohanecha HaKadoshim. That it was the Kohanim, the Chashmenoim, who were Moister Nefesh, who were able to do that. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah, this is on the source sheet 19. So why did it have to be the Kohanim? Why they're going out on a war like this? So said the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Yesh loimer shebezeh mudgash shaheter lemesivas nefesh kizu az va'ad ba'oifin sheyitzia lemilchama galuya neged ha'yevonim. That why did they go to war? The mesivas nefesh for a mitzvah, I understand, but to go to a war against this, why do you have to make a war for them? Humach mezeh shay kohanim kohanecha kedoshim. These were the gedolim. These were like this word that we have to stress is the Kohanim Gedolim. That's like the Nemuka Yosef. Adam Godol v'chosid Yerushimayim. He connects the two ideas that a person's allowed to, if they see there's a particular breach, and the Chashmonoim saw there was a breakdown, they had to be Moiser Nefesh for that. That's the whole Inyan of Chanukah, is the Mesirus Nefesh, the sacrifice. Shemoiser Nafsho b'chol zman v'chol oifin shehu. Gam she'ein ze al pi chiv Mesirus Nefesh al pi Torah. Even though it's not required to do that, it's to go beyond that. And that works very well with the Yevanim wanted to get us to forget the Torah. Torah Secho, Hashem, it's your Torah. They were fine with us learning, but what they wanted was not to connect the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're trying to separate HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the Torah. That was the Mesirus Nefesh of the Kohanim. And the model for this was originally the Mesirus Nefesh that Yosef had in this week's Parsha, where he was willing to go beyond the requirement or to strengthen what he saw as a breakdown. So okay, the takeaway is, for Chanukah is a time to push ourselves out of our comfort zone. And halavai, we should keep all the actual requirements of halacha, but sometimes to go above and beyond and to have mesiras nefesh for those things which we see need to be corrected, need to be fixed, need to be improved upon in the world at large, but more specifically in our own lives, a little mesiras nefesh. You know, sometimes a mesiras nefesh might mean something as simple as not hitting that snooze button on the alarm clock in the morning. But each of us knows our own areas for improvement. But Chanukah is the idea of being moisif aholich, to take where we're at and to continue to grow in a healthy way. Okay, wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos and a freilich in Chanukah.